Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 284 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I spoke on the fact that people usually match your energy. But I also want to do a little disclaimer episode on how you don't have to feel responsible for anyone else's energy. The way that they treat you, the things that they say, those are all their responsibilities. And of course, if they are reacting to something that you did and something that you said, we should take that into account and we should definitely be held accountable for our own behaviors and our own words. But we should also recognize the fact that if someone's bringing a nasty energy to your table, the only way to deal with that is to either dismiss it from the table or hold your own boundaries or, like I said, treat it with kindness. And this one doesn't always work, and it's definitely a situation by situation moment, but I have had people mistreat me in the past. A friend of mine, actually, who is a wonderful friend now because she has since apologized for her behaviors, but she really mistreated me when she first met me, and she has since told me her reasonings and her own insecurities in doing that. But at the beginning of our relationship, she was pretty brutal. She would spread rumors and was pretty nasty to me. It was a coworker of mine at a restaurant, so she was pretty nasty to me at work. And at first, I was kind of snotty back, but I recognized that it would just get her more fired up and more angry, and I started to just be extra polite to her. And not in like a snarky way, I would just offer to help or be just extra fucking polite and make it to where if she was still choosing to be rude to me, she would have to sit in that on her own and recognize that it was her own bullshit. And while I don't think this is a tangible solution for every argument, I do think it worked with time and a lot of effort because it was really hard to do without being an asshole underneath it and try to be passive aggressive, but to be genuinely concerned for her because I recognize this person has a problem that has nothing to do with me, yet she is taking it out on me. That is a hurt person. And by doing that, I was able to be a little more kind to her and from a place of love. And I recognized her start to shift. And eventually with time, she did. And we have since years later become very close friends. And she's a wonderful person in my life. And I definitely didn't expect that outcome when I was being kind to her. I didn't care about her liking me as much as I just wanted to make work a bearable place again. And it seemed like a good and reasonable move because I didn't dislike her. I didn't know her. I just knew that she was kind of insecure from this assessment. And although this was a college me who probably did it from more of a place of insecurity, I do recognize the power in that move. And this can sound pretty manipulative if you're doing it from an ugly place, but if you really are going from a place of love and concern and curiosity for the people who are being gross to you, though ideally you're not working in a toxic situation where you have to deal with people who are mistreating you on a real level, that should not be your day-to-day, but if it is, if you are dealing with people who have a nasty attitude, even if it's just a cashier or a clerk somewhere, recognize that it is typically either a cry for help, a mask for something else that's hurt, or genuine pain that's coming out. Misplaced anger is never your responsibility to deal with, but if you're forced to, love and kindness can go a long way in the rebuttal. Especially if you don't have the energy or capacity to fight back, because you shouldn't be fighting other people's battles anyway, and in order to preserve and protect your own energy, only give people what you want. And to me, that is more love and kindness. And honestly, deflect the rest. Try not to take it too personally, because it's not, I promise.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.